Many of us are yet to discover the power of the word because we're still discussing it rather than stepping out on it.
Dr. Tony Evans says there's a world of difference between simply dialoguing and actually doing.
Because faith for the Christian is acting like God is telling the truth.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Words like impossible or incurable don't apply when God is part of the equation. But Dr. Evans says seeing miracles happen is, in some ways, up to us. Let's join him as he explains.
In John chapter 5, after these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at a certain season into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted. And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up your pallet and walk." And immediately the man became well, took up his pallet, and began to walk. The man had been in this physical situation because of an unaddressed spiritual problem. There was a spiritual issue because he says, "Sin anymore." That had led to his physical, visible circumstance. Most of us go to the doctor when self-help won't work. We go to the doctor when mama's remedies won't work. When what's in the medicine cabinet won't work, and when what we can do across the counter is not enough. Then we appeal to somebody who will not be satisfied simply to hear about the symptoms. We appeal to somebody who won't be satisfied simply to see the external dilemma of what we're facing. We now have to deal with somebody who's going to take pictures on the inside. Because a doctor has a capacity that the average person does not have, and that is to get to the root of what is causing the external symptoms. Many of us have remained in an extended period of time in circumstances that have not changed, because the spiritual issue that brought them about have not been addressed. Unless and until spiritual causes for external problems are addressed, the symptoms will remain. Many people want their circumstances changed without their spiritual condition being altered. They want their circumstances changed without their spiritual condition being altered. He says, "I want to get better, but I don't have any human help." When you're in a dilemma and God doesn't raise up a human being, a Homo sapien, to change your situation, it's because he doesn't want to use a human being to change your situation. He wants to change it himself. He says, I want to get well, but there is no human help available to make me better. That's when Jesus says, verse 8, arise. Take up your pallet and walk. There's a whole lot in a short phrase. Get up, take up, move on. That's three movements in there. Now, we have to understand something. The man is being commanded to do the very thing he's unable to do. He's unable to get up, take up, and move on. That's why he needs a man to help him. He is unable to do what God commands him to do. He is to pick up his bed. I like this phrase that's used regularly in the New Testament. Take up your bed and walk. He wants to pick up the bed that he depended on and carry the bed with him. What this tells us is that the power to pull off what God expects is built into the command. He did not have power to do what he was being asked to do. So the command had to also provide the enablement. The point is, there is no divine expectation that does not have built into it the enablement to pull off that expectation. That is the relationship of the Holy Spirit to the Word of God. That's why he's called the helper or the enabler. His job is to help you to pull off what the command of God may give you an impression cannot be pulled off. How many times have you read the Bible about a divine expectation and said, I can't do that? Well, you're just like this man. Man says, not only can I do it, I don't even have anybody to help me do it. But the power to pull off the expectation was in the command. Because the word of God is sharp and powerful. Arise, take up your pallet and walk. And immediately, verse 9, the man became well and took up his pallet and began to walk. Please note that verse 8 called him to do something. Because faith for the Christian is acting like God is telling the truth. Faith is not first rooted in your feeling about a subject, although feelings are not negated, they just have to be guided. It is that their faith had to be demonstrated by the function. Let me put it another way. He would have never realized that he could arise, take up his bed and walk until he arose, took up his bed and walked. He could have sat down there thinking about it, meditating on it, and maybe even having a prayer meeting regarding it. He could have perhaps had some folk bring him into Wednesday night service prayer meeting and say, y'all pray because Jesus told me to take up my bed and I need some prayer. Because for 38 years I've been laying down here and I'm unable to do it. He would not have discovered the power of the word until he acted on the word that had the power. He would have not discovered the power of the word until he acted on the word that had the power. It was the action with regard to the word that demonstrated that the word that he acted on had the power to produce what the word said it could. Many of us are yet to discover the power of the word because we're still discussing it, having Bible studies about it, getting professional opinions regarding it rather than stepping out on it. arise, take up your pallet and walk. And immediately the man became well. 38 years of suffering solved in an instant. Why does it take 38 years of suffering before a solution is gained? Because it took 38 years for him to be willing to be made well God's way. You cannot bring to God your cure for your situation.
Dr. Evans will have more for us when he returns in just a moment. First, though, I wanted to let you know that The Alternative is a 100% listener-supported program, so it takes all of us working together to keep Tony's teaching on this station. That's why every gift matters, large or small. So as a way of saying thanks for your contribution, we'd like to send all 5 messages in Tony's current teaching series, Treasures in the Darkness, which explores principles that'll help you navigate through life's toughest challenges. You'll receive the messages on CDs and digital downloads, and we'll also include his life-changing book, 30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior, a day-to-day journey through the Bible's plan for breaking free of behaviors that have you trapped. But today's the last day this special double offer will be available, so don't miss out. Drop by TonyEvans.org today to make the arrangements, or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Where members of our resource team are on hand day and night to help you. Again, 1-800-800-3222. And now let's join Dr. Evans once again.
You remember 2 Kings 5, Naaman had leprosy, skin disease, and there was no solution. He was going to die. And somebody said, well, there's this prophet named Elisha down there, and I hear he can heal sick folk. He comes down with all his money, all his soldiers, the general in the army. He got his posse. And they make their way down to Elijah. He knocks on the door. Little slave girl, servant girl comes to the door, says, yes, I'm Naaman. I'm here to see the prophet Elijah. He said, what, may I deliver him a message? Yes, I'm the leper and I've come because I hear he can heal. Just a minute, sir. She goes back to Elijah and says, Naaman, the general, is at the door. He wants to see you about curing his leprosy. Elijah says, tell him go dip in the Jordan 7 times. He goes back to Naaman and says, my boss, Elijah, the prophet, says, go dip in the Jordan 7 times. He says, what? My boss, the prophet, said, go dip in the Jordan 7 times. Naaman said, now we got a couple problems here. First of all, I'm Naaman. I didn't come to talk to you. I came to talk to him. So first problem is, what's he doing sending a servant to the door to give me instruction? I'm Naaman. See, one of the reasons God has to give the cure is because God's cure will always demand your humility. It's not you placing demands, it's you following instruction. Second problem is the Jordan is dirty. He said, well, wait a minute. If dipping in water, I don't have a problem dipping in water, but give me some clean water. The Jordan is dirty. He says, I got a couple of other rivers that are cleaner than the Jordan. How come I can't do that? Then one of Naaman's homies said to him, excuse me, but if the prophet had have asked you to do a difficult thing, would you not have done it? How much more this easy thing, even though you don't like it? Naaman goes and he goes down one time. Going down one time. Two times, three times, four times, 5 times. Still got leprosy. 6 times. Still got leprosy. 7 times. Bible says he comes up and his skin is like the skin of a baby. You know why? Because he did what God told him to do. Now, he could have gotten mad, got an attitude, and died a leper. Or he could have decided, maybe God is humbling me because he wants me to go his way. This man takes up his pallet and begins to do something he could not do for 38 years. And we know it's a big deal because when the Jews saw it, they went off. They wanted to know, who told you to do this? They should have been rejoicing. Instead, they started fussing and cussing. Who told you, verse 12, to take up your pallet and walk? But he who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. And afterward, Jesus found him. Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that a worse thing may befall you. That's kind of deep, since to have something mess with you for 38 years, it don't seem like it get much worse than that. What would it feel like to you to have Jesus come to your need, whatever it is, and say to you, rise. Take up the situation you've been laying on and tote it around rather than it toting you around. Because see, when you lay on your bed has to hold you. When you carry your pallet, your sleeping roll, you know, when you carry your pallet, you carrying it. How many are in situations now that are carrying you rather than you carrying it? The problem that used to hold him, he's now holding. The situation that made him lie down is now been rolled up and being controlled by him. It's a humorous story. I got pulled over for speeding. And I was just coming from my house to the church, which is like a couple blocks. I know you're wondering, how can I be speeding coming from my house to the church? But I was. I was speeding. And I left my wallet at home because I was only coming to church. And he pulled me over. And he said, sir, you in a hurry? I don't know why they asked that question. Well, I said, yeah, I got an appointment at the church. Oh, what church? I said, oh, one right up the street, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. He said, you're the pastor? He said, yeah. He says, my wife's been visiting that church lately. You the pastor, right? Yeah. My wife's been visiting that church lately. Say, I'm going to let you off this time, but go and speed no more. I said, hallelujah. The Jamaican lady was being sent back to Jamaica, being deported because of a crime that had been committed 10 years ago. 10 years ago, she had committed a crime, and the law that was passed in 1996 said that when this kind of crime was committed, deportation was automatic. Many tried to help her stay here, including Bill Gates, one of the richest men in the world. But the court said she has to go. She has a daughter who's an American citizen. She did not want to take her American daughter back to Jamaica. So she was in a catch-22 in a helpless situation over something that had happened 10 years ago. She was at the airport getting ready to board the plane back to Jamaica. She and a couple of friends got on their knees at the airport. When it was time to be deported, and called on God for the last time. They had tried all the human options, and none of them had worked. At the airport, a little bit before it was time for her flight, she and some friends got on their knees and prayed. Just before it's time to board the flight, officers of the court come up to her and tell her that the judge has given her a stay. Come to find out, a lawyer had read her case and decided to take it on just out of goodwill. A lawyer she'd never met, never talked to, decided to take her case and through some connections or relationship provided a stay. A prayer meeting turned into a worship service at the airport. Let me tell you when you know it's a real worship service. You know it's a real worship service when it can't be nobody but God. You know it's a real worship service when you've run out of human options and all the phone calls you make were closed doors, all the contacts you make were locked opportunities, all the efforts you put forth didn't get you in any doors, but in the nick of time, at the right time, sometime when it looks like there is no time, God breaks out on you. Always look for the spiritual root behind the physical fruit. For the thing you are looking at may not be the problem that needs to be dealt with. Ask your Lord, your Savior, the Jesus who knows where you are and how long you've been there. Lord, is it me? Is it me? Is it me, oh Lord? Standing in the need of prayer. Is there something that I have not seen about me that's gotten in the way of you doing for me what I need you to do? Reveal it, because guess what, Lord? I do want to be made well.
The first thing God reveals to us when we pray that kind of prayer is that we really are helpless, spiritually speaking, apart from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. People often think they know what that means, but it's better to be sure. So please take a few minutes to visit TonyEvans.org today and look for the link that simply says Jesus. There, Dr. Evans will explain what being a real Christian is all about and walk you through everything you need to know to start your brand new life. Before we wrap up, let me just throw a quick reminder about our current special offer that's running out today. It includes all 5 CDs and audio downloads in the teaching series Tony just concluded, Treasures in the Darkness, along with his short but powerful book, 30 Days to Overcoming Addictive Behavior. Both are yours with our thanks when you make a donation to help keep this program coming your way. Drop by TonyEvans.org to get all the details and make the arrangements before the day's out. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or you can reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by right now and throughout the remainder of the day to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, on Monday, Dr. Evans will begin a fascinating series on the power of Jesus' names. The Bible uses several of them, and each of them tells us something significant. He'll start off with one of the most familiar and most important. I hope you'll make it a point to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.